From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama welcomes the Pope at the White House in Washington. Pope Francis appealed to the United States to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change. He called it a critical moment of history. President Barack Obama agreed that Americans and people throughout the world have what he called a sacred obligation to protect the planet. As a part of his visit, the Pope also met with U.S. Catholic bishops. China is touting a new agreement to buy 300 planes from the U.S. firm Boeing. The purchase was announced during President Xi Jinping's visit to Seattle, where the president will tour the aircraft manufacturer's assembly plant. The agreement also calls for the U.S. firm to build a plant in China. Details about the plant have not been released. European Union leaders gathered in Brussels Wednesday for an emergency meeting to discuss the current migrant crisis. The EU heads of state remain split on how to cope with the thousands of asylum seekers streaming into Europe. On Tuesday, EU interior ministers adopted a country-by-country quota plan, but Slovakia, one of four countries that voted against the proposal, today said it would not accept any refugees and would sue to challenge the plan. Burkina Faso's interim president regained control of the country Wednesday, a week after rogue military contingent overthrew him. Interim President Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou. Coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré did not attend the event. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An estimated 2 million Muslims from around the world climbed Mount Arafat on Wednesday, completing the high point of the annual Hajj to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. The chief Saudi cleric delivered some remarks during his annual sermon. Edward Uranian reports.
In a veiled reference to the Islamic State group, Grand Mufti Abdulaziz al-Sheikh told the gathering that Islam is being torn apart by those who distort what he says is its real message. He says Islam's enemies are spreading false messages and false beliefs, and they are heretics pretending to be Muslims but not part of the faith. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Afghanistan's government says it has undertaken serious measures to enforce the law and prevent the sexual abuse reportedly committed by local police commanders against children. A presidential statement issued Wednesday in Kabul has condemned the abuse known as bachabazi or boy play. A New York Times report this week detailed extensive rape and other sexual abuse of young boys at the hands of local Afghan police commanders and American-trained Afghan militias. It went on to allege the U.S. soldiers were ordered not to intervene in order to maintain good relations with Afghan allies. The U.S. Secretary of State says Russia's actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposing the Islamic State group. Italy's La Stampa newspaper quoted John Kerry as saying he had conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the U.S. concern over Russia's military support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Lavrov suggested in remarks Wednesday in Moscow that the U.S. government has become more sympathetic to Russia's policy of backing the Assad government against the rebel group seeking its removal. Lavrov referred to last Friday's telephone conversation between U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter and Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winkelhorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to have tampered with emissions controls on 11 million diesel vehicles to pass pollution tests. Winkelhorn made the public statement, taking responsibility for the irregularities detected in diesel engines, but said that he was not aware of any wrongdoing. U.S. regulators from the Environmental Protection Agency say Volkswagen faces fines up to $18 billion. Some law firms in North America have filed class action suits. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.